sorry, maybe you're not having church at your churches and you need a place to come, come on out. We love God, and we'll love you so many ways you'll have to like one or two of them, you know. Just come on out and be with us in the house of God, and let's praise God and lift him up. Therefore, we go out in this world and all these afflictions and sicknesses come along, God will put protection upon us and keep us from getting all that stuff.
Amen.
Because we have made the effort to stand for him, even in hard times. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Number 57, Amazing Grace.
This time we're super tired, Mom.
Well, that's our ushers to come. Brother Bob, would you lead us in a word of prayer? Bob Asquith.
Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, God, just thanking you for this day you've given us, God. Just thanking you for the many blessings that you've given us, God. Just be with us and go through the service, God. Just lead God and direct us through it, God. Just take this offer we're about to receive, God, and just use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom, God. And God, just thank you again for being you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amazing grace.
Let's sing, Lord.
as I lived beside his bed. My heart was thrilled at what he said. If I go or if I stay,
shouldn't be a surprise to us at all.
That's right.
Because he's already predicted it was going to be this way.
Yes.
And you know, this is not being doomed and gloom. Church, this is time to be shouting.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Get ready to go to heaven.
Amen.
You hear me now?
Amen.
It's not no time for us to be down sorrowful. Now, I'm not telling you don't be sorrowful for those that's lost and undone without Jesus. We can't give up and we can't quit crying for them until God carries us out of here.
That's right.
But when the days come, there's not going to be any tears shed for those that's left behind.
Right, that's right.
My tears for them will be over, Brother Bob.
Right.
It won't bother me anymore.
Come
you
on.
See, because he said that he'd wipe all of their memory away from me. that I wouldn't remember them anymore. So therefore, no matter how close they are to me now, that day is coming if they don't know Jesus.
Right.
I'm not going to know them anymore.
Amen.
And by the way, when we get there, my Bible says that I'll be known as I am known.
Amen.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, that's right.
So when I get there and I look around, I see Sweet Wendy's face. I'm going to know her.
Man.
And when I hear Sherry singing over in the corner somewhere, there's Sherry. Here.
Amen.
There's a girl. Singing of precious, about the precious blood of Jesus. And there's that mother of the church. Don't you just look at her strut now. Boy, is she reared back like a queen. Because that's what she's going to be.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
The day's coming.
Yes.
When all of this is going to be over. And for me, who knows? It may be today. It may be tonight.
Amen.
Could be tomorrow. But I promise you one thing for sure. When Jesus comes for me, it will be today.
Amen.
Amen. It'll be right over the path.
Amen.
It won't be late. And I'm going to go to be with him.
That's right.
And buddy, I'm going to take my rest. Listen, we love to talk about, well, Mama's up there looking down upon me. Daddy's down there. He's looking down upon me. But my Bible says that Daddy and Mama's in Father Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
And there they rested.
Amen.
Amen.
Come
so
on.
So I'm here to tell you today, those sweet, precious souls, when Jesus calls, at the graves burst open, and if I'm still alive, I'll be changed in a moment of the twinkling.
Amen.
I'm going up at the same time Mom and Daddy does.
Amen.
Praise
God.
And we're going to stand side by side there with the Master.
That's right. Yeah.
The one that knows it all. The one that cares about us all. And I'm telling you, perilous times is upon us, church. And I want you to know that we, if there's ever been a time, we've talked about it all the morning, I've sung about it so many times, wars and rumors of wars. But I want you to know something, honey. They just put me closer home. That's all they do. Carried me closer. I've got to give you this testimony before I do anything else. This past Friday, a week ago, God spoke to my heart, and I began to move in the way that He spoke. To make a long story short, I haven't taken any blood pressure medicine. And by the way, I keep a close check on it. I haven't taken any of my cholesterol medicine. I haven't taken any of my breathing medicine. I haven't taken, since Friday's a week ago, I've taken 2 Tylenol. And I thought I was eat up with arthritis. Come to find out, I was eat up with ignorance. That's what I was eat up with. See, he said, Jimmy, by the word of your mouth, it's going to be unto you.
Amen.
I started claiming it, brothers, sisters. I checked my blood pressure before I come to church this morning. Ever since I've got off the medicine, it's run about 138 over 81. And I know I'm going to stroke out from that. I just know I am. Do you hear me wheezing? Sure enough, you don't hear that. You know why you don't hear it? By the words of my mouth.
Amen. Come on.
By the words of my mouth.
Come on.
It's gone.
Praise God.
And listen to me, church. There's ever been a time that you need to start trusting God for your everything.
Amen.
Not just a few of them.
Yes, no. Come on.
You need to trust Him for your headache.
No.
You need to trust Him for your toe ache. You need to trust Him for the food that's going to go on your table. Because, honey, let me tell you something. The government is going to fail you. Believe me, I'm telling you that they're going to fail.
That's right.
But my God.
Amen.
Plainly said to me, I will not and never have I ever let my children, which are called by my name, found begging for bread.
Come on. Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? And I don't know why God has put this on me to speak to you this morning, but church, we got a message, we got to care for this, our loved ones. Sister Sherry, I've got some kids that needs to be saved before it's too late. They need Jesus in their heart before it's too late. See, there's a day coming, and when He carries the church out, He's going to carry His spirit with Him.
That's right.
And if they left behind, my friend, that old song I was listening to it just this morning, you don't have to go to heaven. You do not have to go to heaven. Can't nobody make you go to heaven.
Right.
But I can tell you something you can't do. You can't stay here.
Amen.
Glory to God.
You're going either there or you're going down.
Come on.
One of the two. And I'm so proud that I can stand this morning, Brother God. And I'm going to a beautiful place called heaven.
Amen. Praise God. Come on.
And I pray this morning, if your life is not where it needs to be, you see these tears in my eyes. I'm crying for you this morning. Get it right before it's too late. But Brother Jimmy, I'm at church this morning. Honey, that don't mean your heart's right.
Amen.
Get your heart right with God.
Yes.
And then all this other stuff won't mean so much to you anymore. I'm telling you, all the world this virus can do to me is promote me.
Amen.
Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen a lot of changes in my lifetime. I've seen them come to pass. My granddaddy told me when I was just a boy, son, there's a day coming when you'll have to buy your water. And if I could have got away with it, I'd have laughed at him. But I know I couldn't get away with it, Pete, so I didn't laugh. Mm-hmm. How much water do you drink today that you don't buy?
Come on.
Very little.
Come on. Now, who told him that? Who told him? It sure wasn't man. It had to be the mighty God above that was letting that old farmer that lived with spraying water all the way around him just pour to say something like that to this lost and dying world. And church, it's time we really get right with God.
Amen.
I don't forgot what I was going to say, man. I don't guess I was supposed to say it.
Don't doubt. I'd have a drink of water.
Yeah. This world is never
you.
things have come before for you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Mr. Melody is singing for us this morning. But Bob has to keep him in team on that drum. Praise God.
When that number happens, he's going to come back and feed the church out of this land, and we're going to go to meet him in the air. We're going to be changed in a moment, twinkling of the eye, and go to meet him in the air.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. I'm telling you, I'm excited about that because that's the rapture of our church.
Yeah.
Now, when the rapture of the church comes, there may be a lot of meetings in this building after we leave. It may be a lot of good singing, a lot of good preaching left, but it won't be for God.
Amen.
Because when the Spirit of the Lord leaves, there'll be no one saved.
Right.
Glory to God. No matter how much you worship, it will not do any good.
That's right.
When the time has come and our time of leaving is at hand, praise God. Hallelujah. Look over in 2 Thessalonians and chapter 2 and verse 3 where it says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed in a son of perdition. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? The Lord began to bring these words, and he sent them on through the apostle Paul, as he began to carry the gospel out to the Gentiles and to everyone that would hear. Glory to God." And he said, "I just want to bring you a little remembrance. I want to tell you, so these things are going to happen." And over there, we said this morning in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, these things are going to happen before the Lord coming back after his church.
That's right.
Well, praise God, bro. What do you mean to tell me that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars all over the land? Well, what about it? What about pestilence in diverse places? We got virus all over the world now. Sent out by some people that really didn't mean to send it out, but it came around anyway.
Right.
Why? Because it came a time when the children of God, and even those that are you that are not children of God, need to wake up and see that God is in control of things, and he's the only way out of this place.
Oh.
There's no other name under heaven and earth that you might be saved except by the name of Jesus. Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm here today to let you know that there are and is some saved people in this land.
Amen.
Praise God. There's some that worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Now, I'm not telling you that you have to come into our church and that you have to run down the aisle or you have to shout every Sunday morning, because I'm going to tell you that's not the way it is. God doesn't worship the same every time you come to church.
Right.
He puts on a service that will reach out to the people that are there.
Right.
Maybe today, glory to God, in your home, those of you that couldn't come and you're afraid to come, you're in your home and you're sitting there watching this live now by Facebook, glory to God, let me tell you something. You can shout if you want to.
That's right. Come on.
Nobody's going to laugh at you if you shout. Nobody's going to laugh at you if you speak in tongues. Nobody is going to laugh at you if you lay hands on one another and you're healed.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let me tell you something. God is an awesome God. He's the only one that's in control of what's going on right now. Now, he didn't put this plague upon us. Don't let nobody tell you that he put this plague upon us. But he raised the hedge.
Come on.
He raised the hedge that Satan might do this thing to the people of the earth, that they might turn away from their evil ways and seek his face.
Right.
And he could come and heal the land. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My God likes to be that special God.
Right.
He don't like to be one of the gods. You know, he don't like to be one of these idols that sit on a counter somewhere and worship. You know, the little Buddha dolls. Little fat boy on the shelf. Why can I talk about him? Because he's just a human. You know, they went to his tomb a few years ago and looked, and his bones are still in there.
Come on, that's good.
Well, they went to Jerusalem and looked in the tomb of Jesus. And nothing was there.
That's right.
Praise God. Why? Because Jesus arose.
Yes,
he lay in the grave 3 days. Yes. He was there. Satan thought he had him. But on the third day, he said, oh, what power came down. What power came down. Glory to God. And Jesus stood up again and walked and talked and showed himself to many people before he ascended into heaven. So that's the kind of God I serve, the living God. I'm not serving something that you can make a statue of and stick it out there on the shelf.
That's right.
Now, I'll tell you, I used to be in the sawmill business and forestry business, and there was a tree called a Columbia tree that was in the woods that was very sought after by the Chinese and people that worshiped the Buddha doll. This Columbia tree is what they made the statues out of. Well, I can tell you, when I cut them down, they died. When I cut them down and got that piece off and I shipped it over to China, it died. It was a piece of dead wood when it got over there.
Yeah.
They made a statue out of it and it still didn't live.
That's right.
They say what they want to do, it didn't live. Praise God. But my God got up out of the grave. My Jesus did.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He told his disciples before he went to the cross. He said, I'm going to have to leave you for a little while. I'm going to have to step out of this comfort zone that I'm in, and I'm going to suffer many things because of you.
Yeah, come on.
He did not suffer because of sin he committed here on this earth.
That's right.
Think about it, church. He went there and suffered for those sins that you and I committed.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
You know, many times I wake up in the middle of the night and I ask God to forgive me. Because I think about things that I did.
Yes.
And I thank him for getting me out of that.
Come on.
But I still am guilty about it because I know Jesus suffered it for me.
Right.
But he said, don't worry about that.
That's right.
Said, I'm going to do it just for you.
That's right.
Well, if Jesus did it just for me, what about you?
He did it just for me.
Just for me.
He did it for you too.
That's right.
The good thing about Jesus said, Bud Jimmy, he's a personal God.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. He's a personal God. He's the God of all the ages.
Yes, he is.
Now, when God the Father was in the very beginning, in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, the Word was with God.
That's right.
Well, the Word was with God. And nothing was made except by him. So, as we get a description of Jesus, in every place that God the Father talked about Jesus, his son, he said he was the Word. He is the Word. When we go over to the book of Revelation and we see the description over there in chapter 19 of his coming back to set up his world order and set things in straight here on earth and defeat the devil completely, we see in verse 11, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In his righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flames of fire, and upon his head were many crowns. And he was, his, had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Amen.
He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called, look what it says now, the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Word was with God at the beginning. When heaven and earth was created,
yes.
When man was created and woman was created, the Word was with God already. Well, I thought he was born some 2,000 years later.
Uh-oh.
He came in this world in the flesh 2,000 years later. He was always the Son of God.
That's right.
He left his home in heaven. Left the place of great authority and great celebration in heaven. To come down here and take on a mortal body and suffer and die on Calvary's tree that you and I might be saved.
Amen.
Now, when Jesus looked upon the first man and the first woman, And God the Father looked upon Adam and Eve.
Come on.
He knew that they were flesh. They were made of flesh from the earth. And he knew that as long as they lived in the flesh, they would have a problem with Satan.
Come on.
So they knew that they had to have somebody come along a little later on and offer up a sacrifice for the demon that was worthy. A sacrifice that was worthy to take over the sins of mankind.
That's right.
Now I realize Moses set up an offering system and a place of sacrifice where they brought their little animals to the temple there in the outer court of the temple, and they would give it to the priest and they would offer up these animals for their sins. But all that did was roll the sin ahead. It didn't do away with it.
Right.
Guess what? Man got pretty smart after a while. They figured out there's a loophole in God's laws. They could come once a year and offer up a sacrifice, and they could live any way they wanted to the rest of the time. They could make it. But that wasn't the way it was. That wasn't God's plan.
No, it wasn't.
So he did away with the daily sacrifice that they had in the days of Moses. And it came a time when one sacrifice had to be a sacrifice for everybody who involved.
No.
One sacrifice that would be good enough for your sins and my sins and for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
And it was the Son of God.
Yes.
They looked all over heaven, didn't they?
Come on, brother.
They searched heaven all over.
That's right.
And they were crying when they came back to the throne.
Yeah.
So we have not found one worthy to be this sacrifice.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
We have not found one worthy. But then a sound came out. Don't cry. Don't worry. For the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth.
Come on.
Has made himself ready.
Yes.
And he shall be the sacrifice. The final one.
Amen.
Man, he did it for you, he did it for me.
Yes, he did.
Right. Why would we worry about a virus or any other kind of thing that might cause us to die if we're ready to go to heaven?
That's right.
Right.
If you're ready to go to heaven, you're just going to be promoted.
That's right.
The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord.
Amen. Come on.
Well, praise God.
Come on.
Praise God. If I leave this body here, y'all can have all the ceremonies you want to around it. It won't bother me none.
Come on.
But I'm going to be up there celebrating with Jesus.
Amen.
Come on. Preach it, brother.
I remember a story in the Bible when the Apostle Paul was in the Roman prison. Mm-hmm. And it came time. The old king decided it was time that Paul would be beheaded. Well, he sent soldiers into the jail there to get him out.
Yeah.
He said, let me go. You have no need. You have no need to hold on to me. And as they got closer to the chopping block where they chopped his head off, he began to run toward it. Not away from it, but toward it.
Right.
He said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Therefore, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me in heaven.
Yeah.
Not only for me, but all those that believe are called by Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Are you not in that group?
Yeah.
Do you not have that crown laid up for you? Have you not been a faithful child of God? Well, this time of sorrow, just as it's been other times in our history, every time sorrow hits in the world, the church grows.
Yes, it does.
The Bible says that everything under heaven that happens is for the good of those that believe and are called by His name.
Amen.
Now, if we don't see the good of it right now, do we sit to win? We don't see it right now because our eyes are dark. But after a while, we're going to see an explosion of the church. These empty seats, empty pews are going to be filled.
No,
that's right.
The walls will have to be pushed out. Why? To bring people a place to worship. They'll be seeking the face of God while His face is still available.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning, friends out there in the Facebook land. That's what I'm trying to tell all of you that are here. Seek God while the time's at hand that He may be found. Look to God to be led. Look to God to be shown what to do.
Come on.
You don't have to go in fear. I never heard of such ignorance in my life to take and cut out church services and then let you go to Walmart with 200 or 300 people. I haven't figured that out yet. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but that seems a little bit stupid to me.
Amen.
I don't know. Do what you got to do, but I'm going to have church.
Amen.
We're going to be here at church, at church time.
Amen.
You can come or you can stay at home, whatever you want to do. But we want you to be here if you can.
Amen.
We want you to be here if you can. We're not going to put extra hardships on you to get you to come. We're not going to do that. We're not going to be like the scribes and Pharisees that went out and traveled forever and did all kinds of great things to make one proselyte. In other words, one follower of them. And then they put so many burdens on them, it made them more tenfold the child of the devil because they could not stand what they put on that wasn't even God. That's not our church. We're a church of love and a church of God's love. And we're led by the Spirit, led by the Word of God. We don't have any other new books that we can run and work by. We got to work by this book right here. And that's
Old
King James Version. Praise God. And that's what we're preaching out of.
That's right.
Old King James. Praise God.
That's right.
Well, you know, it was interpreted by the men that served King James because he wasn't nothing but a drunk. That's all right. Don't matter to me. But the interpretation is as closest to anything that I've ever seen that the Word of God stands for. Uh-huh. It tells it just about as much as like it is as I can find it. Uh-huh. Now, you may have something else. I don't know. But I can tell you right now, those people that said, well, I found a new scroll. Yeah, you know, there's a denomination around now that their leader that founded their church said, I found a new Bible in a cave over in Mexico or somewhere. I don't know exactly where it was at. But they set up a whole church over a scroll that was found in a cave that didn't even claim Jesus Christ as Savior. Did you know that?
That's right.
Well, that's sad. You know who you are. If you're worshiping that kind of religion, you're missing heaven. I can tell you that right now.
Amen.
But if you're worshiping Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Master, He's able and willing to protect you in this time of plague.
Yes.
Amen.
He's able and willing to bless you in this time of financial weakness.
Amen.
Well, the government's going to send me $1,200. I don't know whether it will or not. They passed it, yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, Brother Bob, when that stimulus check hits, I'd like to see how many puts their tithe in the offering.
Come on.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. In the time of hardships, God has blessed me with more money in a week than I made in a month before. Gave me jobs with people that loved me when they met me. And I'm going to tell you, one of my people that I did work for came up to me at the end of the job and he said, I want to give you $500 bonus because I've done such a great work and a hardship of doing it in my house. We put heating and air in his house, and then we went back and put another heating and air in his house, and then we put a home sanitizer in their house. And he said, "I want to give you an extra $500. I said, "Well, I'm not used to taking offers like that. But I'll tell you what you do. You put it in that check, and I'll get you that home sanitizer, and it won't cost you a dime. That purifier of your air won't cost you a dime. We carry it, put it in." And soon we turned it on. His wife said, "My God, that smells so fresh coming out of the vent." I said, "Well, praise God. I didn't want your family to be sick in these times of sickness." Praise God. It's time, church, that we depend upon God. He's coming back after church is ready.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible asks one question. It says, when I come back, will I find faith in all the earth? My God. What a question, Sister Shirley. Will I find faith in all the world? He said there'd be a remnant left. A small group left that believes. And we're part of it.
Amen.
We're part of it. Visitors, we love you. God loves you. Church, we love y'all. And we want you to know God has sacrificed everything for you that you might have everything you need in this perilous time.
Amen.
Praise God. We love you and we ask that you go with us tonight in our prayer. We're going to give an invitation here in a little bit. If anybody needs to come and pray, we're going to allow you to come and pray. But this will be the close of our online program today. Sister Mel has just about closed it. We love you. God loves you. Depend on God. Don't depend on man. Depend on God. In all things, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get a song ready. We won't give up.